have to stay in a Buddhist temple, in Buddhist temples, and I know they also get up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
因为不是说他在泰国住嘛，有的时候他会住在那个泰国的佛教庙里面，他们也是四点钟起床的。
And the ashrams and yoga ashrams in India, they also wake up 4 o'clock in the morning.
在印度的那些瑜伽的中心，他们也是四点钟起床的。
So that special time is 1.5 hours before sunrise.
所以那就是有个特殊的时间，在太阳升起来之前的一个半小时。
So the sunrise is about 6 o'clock.6:15.
太阳升起来是大约是在6点到6点15.
So you, by about 4:30, you want to be start. You want to start doing your spiritual activities.
所以大约是4点到4点15分就要开始做你的灵性活动了。
And you get special potency.
然后那个时候念诵的话，做福就会得到特殊的力量。
There's a saying.Early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise.
所以呢，有一个谚语说，早睡早起呢，可以让我们变得健康、有财富。
Healthy, wealthy, and wise.
和聪明。
健康、财富、聪明。
健康、财富和聪明，早睡早起。
你们听过这样吗？
嗯。
Yeah.
听说过早起早睡。
Prabhupada said, "This is not just a saying; this is a fact."
这不仅仅只是一个说话，这是一个事实。
People who stay up all late at night, you know, they're all unhealthy.
那些熬夜的人，大部分身体都不怎么样。
Are they spending their money in gambling and in the nightclub or something?
他们晚睡觉呢，他们会把钱花在夜总会呀，去赌博呀。
Doing some sinful activities.
去做那些罪恶的活动。
And they're also not wise.
而且他们这样做，他们也不会有智慧的。
They don't know how to make proper use of their time.
他们不知道如何正确的运用他们的时间。
So this is a good practice to get in the habit of.Disciplining ourselves, being regulated in our daily living.
所以呢，如果我们能够在我们的日常生活当中能够有规范的话，这是很好的。
Of course, we have to get enough rest, so you have to sleep early.
当然了，我们需要有足够的睡眠，所以我们要早睡。
But the evening is if you sleep in the evening and early in the evening, you get a better rest.By sleeping in the evening than you do by sleeping in the morning.
如果我们在晚上早睡的话，我们得到的益处呢，比我们早上多睡一会儿更好的。
They say an hour at night, 1 hour of sleep at night is like 2 hours of sleep in the morning.
说法说，如果晚上睡一个小时的话，相当于早上2个小时的质量的。
So this is part of the yoga lifestyle.
这是瑜伽生活体系的一部分。
Anybody who is doing any kind of spiritual practice, they have to have this habit. They have to develop this habit.
任何一个想要有灵性活动的人，他们必须得培养这样的一个习惯。
Of course, we know people don't usually in this modern time. Television goes up till midnight. People are watching television till 12 o'clock.
我们看到现在的人家里家家都有电视，他们会看到12点钟。
Then after television stops, then they will put on some movie, they'll watch some film.
然后电视看完了，他们就看电影。
People will go to clubs, they'll go drinking, they'll be up all night.
或者说是去吃宵夜，整个一晚上都在什么地方度过了。
Even young children have the habit of staying up very late in the night.
既然是那些年轻人，他们都有很不好的习惯，熬夜一个晚上。
But we should learn how to have a healthy lifestyle.
我们必须得学习如何有一个健康的生活习惯。
Just like we know what to eat and what not to eat.
既然说我们要知道。该吃什么，不该吃什么。
We know what to do, what we shouldn't do.
我们要知道什么应该做，什么不应该做。
We have to be control, sense control. We have to be careful what we do.
我们必须要感官控做到感官控制，要知道我们做什么呢？
Once we get in the habit of doing these things, then you don't have to think about it.
当我们能够形成习惯了，去按照这些规则去做的话，我们就不需要再思考了。
It's natural.
就变成自然的了。
If you go, when you go to India, if you ever visit India and go to the holy places, you will see how devotees wake up there every morning, 3:30.
如果我们去印度圣城的话，我们可以看到那些奉献者，他们是如何三点半就起床了。
And there will be people already up before that.
甚至有的人三点半之前就已经起来了。
What are they doing?
他们在做什么呢？
Chanting Hare Krishna.
唱诵 Hare Krishna 呢。
Any other questions, Soka? We can leave the spiritual world. Go to the spiritual world, you come back to the material world.
If they have the material desire, then they go back.
Yeah.
When we can go back, then never we come here. Okay?
Yeah. You shouldn't want to come here again.
你必须得不想再来一遍了。
But you have free will.
但是你还有自由意志的。
You have independence.
还有这个独立性。
Just like once people come to Fuzhou, why would they want to go and live in Beijing?
就是说，一个人已经来到福州了，为什么他还要去北京生活呢？
You know, the air is much nicer here. The climate is much better here.
这地方的气候啊，感觉比那儿更好。
And the climate, the air, not so much pollution.
这边的污染也不重。
Why would you want to go back to Beijing after coming to Fuzhou?
如果这样状况来到福州了以后，为什么还要回到北京呢？去北京住呢？
Beijing, there's always so much.Dust in the air.
北京呢，总是灰尘滚滚的。
And freezing cold all winter.
然后呢，在冬天的时候很冷。
And then summer is very dry and hot.
夏天呢，很干很热。
So why would the people, you know, anybody who comes to Fuzhou, they won't want to go back to Beijing?
所以呢，如果人们适应这儿的气候的话，他们怎么会去那边住呢？不想去了。
But you have choice. You have free will. If you want to go, nobody can stop you.
但是呢，因为我们有自由意志的，如果我们想去的话，没有人会阻止我们，不让我们去的。
Krishna does not force us that we have to stay with him in the spiritual world.
Krishna 从来不会强迫我们说不行，你必须跟我留在物质灵性世界，不能走的。
Krishna has a lot of friends.
Krishna 在灵性世界有很多朋友的。
If we want to come back in the material world, he will allow us.
如果我们想来到物质世界的话，他会同意我们来的。
Just like the father is telling the son, "Don't smoke cigarettes; it's very bad."
就像是父亲跟儿子说，不要抽烟，很坏的习惯。
You'll get bad health. You'll waste your money.
抽烟呢，你又身体会糟糕，而且会浪费钱。
And very dirty.
而且是非常脏的习惯。
But the son is saying, "No, no, I want to smoke. I want to smoke. I must smoke."
对儿子说：“不行不行，我必须得抽烟，我想抽烟。”
So then the father says, okay, then go outside, go and do it outside.
然后那父亲说好吧，那你去门外面抽烟吧。
The father doesn't like, but the son insists.
父亲不喜欢儿子做这些事情，但是儿子想做。
In the same way, Krishna doesn't like us to leave the spiritual world, but if we want, he gives us free will.
同样的 ，Krishna 不想我们离开物质世界。如果我们想要离开灵性世界的话，那么他会给我们自由意志。
But most people, once they go back to the spiritual world, they don't want to come back.
但是大多数回到灵性世界的人，他们再不想回来了。
We are the minority.
Minority.
少数民族。
我们是少数民族。
No. Most people live in the spiritual world.
大部分的人呢是住在灵性世界的。
We are in this material world, the tiny portion.
我们住在这灵性物质世界呢是非常非常少的数量的。
Just like there's a jail. In Fuzhou, there's a prison.And most people are free, but there are some people in the prison.
既然是说在福州，我们的监狱比较少，一个两个。所以在监狱里面呢，他只有几个人在待着，大部分人都是像我们一样是自由的公民。
This material world, this is a prison house.
这物质世界呢，是一个监狱。
Spiritual world is the real life.
灵性的世界呢，是我们真正的生活。
We should go back to the real life.
我们应该回到那里过真正的生活。
Give up this prison life.
放弃这个监狱般的生活。
This is not a happy place. This material world is not a happy place.
这物质世界这个地方呢，不是一个快乐的地方。
Everyone trying to enjoy. Everyone's trying to.Compete, trying to get more money than the other person.
物质世界的每一个人都希望能够得到比别人多更多的钱财。
Everyone's trying to live, to enjoy the senses.
物质世界每一个人生活着都想去让他的感官得到享受。
We've forgotten the real life.
我们忘记了真正的生活。
The real life is to serve Krishna.
真正的生活是去服务 Krishna.
Real life is to liberate the soul from this material body.
真正的生活是把灵魂从物质世界当中解脱出去。
So we hope these two people, two nice devotees, Upananda Prabhu and Bimala Devi Dasi,That they're going to be good devotees and chant Hare Krishna very nicely.
我们希望这两位奉献者，这两位好的奉献者，Upananda Prabhu和Bimala Devi Mataji，能够很好的来唱诵主的圣名的。
And go back to Godhead.
然后回归神首。
Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Jai. Jai Maharaj ki jai.
Jai.
Thank you.